The Taoiseach has told the Dáil that the US President Donald Trump wants a peace settlement in Ukraine, and there are different perspectives on how to achieve that. Micheál Martin said that this country wants a peace agreement in Ukraine that is durable and sustainable. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
The Taoiseach was responding to questions from the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, who asked him to set out in detail the message he will bring to Washington when he meets the US president next week. Mr. Martin said traditionally St. Patrick's Day celebrates the historic links between Ireland and the US, and that will continue. He pledged to raise economic issues with the US president and said he would highlight the importance of the economic links between the two countries. We're an open, small economy which is pro-free trade, and I'll be articulating that perspective, he said. The Taoiseach promised to strongly make the point that the ceasefire in Gaza must be consolidated. Mary Lou MacDonald expressed deep concern about the international order right now, and she criticised the EU's move to spend €800 billion on what she termed the weapons of war.
A 14-year-old girl has settled her High Court action over the circumstances of her birth for almost €7 million. Carly Flynn from County Roscommon had sued the Coombe Hospital over circumstances surrounding her birth in October 2010. Her lawyers claimed the hospital had failed to recognise and promptly treat an infection in the mother's placenta and amniotic fluid that could have contributed to brain damage suffered by Carly. The hospital had denied liability. The court heard that Carly suffered from cerebral palsy and had significant life-changing and lifelong neurological injuries. The Minister for Enterprise, Peter Burke, has said that negotiations will be key if the US imposes tariffs on the EU. He was speaking at the launch of Enterprise Ireland's five-year strategy, which aims to boost employment numbers at client companies by more than 40,000. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Asked about the threat of US tariffs on the EU, Enterprise Minister Peter Burke pointed to Canada, since it has announced retaliatory tariffs on the US. The Trump administration has hinted at a possible compromise. Minister Burke said that nobody wins with tariffs and highlighted the importance of negotiation. He also said that Ireland will be keen to stress that US-Irish trade is a two-way relationship. The Enterprise Minister was speaking at the launch of Enterprise Ireland's five-year strategy, which sets out plans to boost employment at client companies by more than 40,000 jobs and to increase exports to €50 billion. Peter Burke described it as a realistic plan, adding that it's critical to have ambitious targets. Brian O'Donovan, RTE News, at Enterprise Ireland headquarters.
The Health Information and Quality Authority has said the current system of international protection accommodation is not adequately resourced to meet demand. HICWA has published a one-year overview report on its monitoring and inspection of the centres known as direct provision. The watchdog has said there is considerable room for improvement around governance, management, risk management, safeguarding and protection. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
This overview report is a compilation of IPAS inspections by the Health Information and Quality Authority over the course of last year, when inspectors met over 860 adults and 300 children who were resident in permanent facilities. 41% had received refugee status or had valid permission to remain in Ireland, but they continued to live in accommodation centres due to a lack of alternatives. The report says that ensuring that asylum seekers, who are often a vulnerable population, are safe and protected from risk remains a challenge. It also said that due to a lack of resources, there'd been a notable impact on the quality of accommodation and services being provided to some people seeking protection in Ireland.
A pilot health check initiative for farmers has found that nearly half of those who took part presented with elevated blood pressure or cholesterol levels. Over 1,200 health checks were carried out as part of the study last autumn, with the Irish Farmers Association saying it shows demand exists to expand such services. Here's our agriculture correspondent, Angus Cox.
This farmer health initiative was funded by the Department of Agriculture to address health and well-being challenges faced by the farming community. Of the 1,200 people assessed, nearly half had elevated blood pressure or cholesterol levels. Between last September and November, the health checks were carried out at 16 livestock marts and agri-events for the project, with the numbers exceeding targets by 22%. The Irish Farmers Association said this shows the sheer demand for health services among farmers and is calling for ongoing programmes to be developed. The study also noted that many of the participants said they valued the opportunity to discuss mental health concerns such as stress, anxiety and depression.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
Dry with occasional sunny spells in parts of the south and east, but cloudy elsewhere with outbreaks of rain or drizzle. Breezy with moderate to fresh southwesterly winds and highest temperatures, 10 to 13 degrees. And there's a warning that southwest winds will reach gale force at times this afternoon and tomorrow on Irish coastal waters from Slinehead to Rossall Point to Malin Head. Cian.